WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
I'm going down to New Orleans to see about a friend of mine. I'm going down to New Orleans where the stars on the sidewalk shine. Burning through Mississippi with the Big Easy on the mind.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And, well, that song only means one thing. It is WrestleMania time. And, well, I'm Lindsay and the co-host, producer, slash handyman, Sir Rock, and we're both here to talk to you about Wrestling Christmas, a.k.a. WrestleMania. Yay!
But is it really Wrestling Christmas if Santa doesn't show?
We have not had Wrestling Santa yet. John Cena keeps yelling at him, but he has not shown up yet.
I know, it's like, is it really WrestleMania season if Santa doesn't show?
Well, he may show.
That is a question on a poster. All over New Orleans.
Y'all are telegraphing the fact that this was the plan the entire time with that. We know you didn't get that printed last night.
You can tweet us at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, or at Lynn's Ward, or come to Garwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or the all-new RackRadioShow.com, and interact with us already. There, we have a tweet already. And I want to mention this up front because we got a lot to get into tonight. And this will segue into what we're doing. Total Bellas is returning on May 20th. That is exciting news.
That is exciting news. Can't wait to see it. I hear there's a lots of really interesting footage that's been shot.
So, yes, we have seen it. We've seen the preview. We know it's coming back. We're excited. There you go. Anyway.
We've seen the preview. We've just been really busy with the 50 other billion things that we've been doing that we have not been able to talk about it yet. But we promise you, it is amazing.
It is amazing. So, there you go.
Yeah, and if you get a quick second, if you're interested, we have our review show for, because, you know, speaking of Total Bellas, we have reviews of Timeless up. And we have reviews of the Royals up. The review for Timeless will be posting on Sunday night.
Right after
the episode airs.
Yeah, along with the Royals. Both, once they end...
They go up.
They go up, just so people are aware. That is for this week. Did you mention the WrestleMania 34 magazine review we did?
Not yet.
There you go. We have that in the can. Did you mention the Mixed Match Challenge review that we did?
Not yet.
Those are things you can all listen to. Where? RackRadioShow.com.
You've been busy. And, well, did you mention the NXT review?
No, I didn't. Where can they find that at?
RackRadioShow.com. Ding!
Did they know? Do you know? This is not the only time that we're going to be on the air this week.
Yes.
We'll be live Saturday with it, the review show.
Just so we might have an intern and we might have an Omega. We'll have to see on that.
We'll have to see on that one. And because this was requested in the chat room.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There you go. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone... It's WrestleMania, baby.
I kind of want to rewrite that to be the most wonderful time of the year for WrestleMania.
By all means, go for it.
Somebody should do that,
no,
not us.
No, I think you should. I think
somebody far wittier than I should do it.
I think you should totally do that.
Mm-hmm. How about no?
I think Wit should help you.
Wit can help me. That's fine.
There you go.
So, we are not doing the stock standard show. So, if this is your first time ever listening to the show, this is not normally how we do this. Tune in to either last week's episode, or you can tune in to 2 weeks from now, when, after we get done with all the Mania stuff, for the normal regular show. This is the WrestleMania special, spectacular, whatever you want to call it, where we are doing just WrestleMania. This is why NXT is on its own show. This is why the Mixed Match Challenge is on its own show, is because there is 14 matches on this card. We have to split it into two segments, and there's just a lot going on with this. So we are not doing news tonight. We are not doing Twitter of the Week tonight. We will not do SmackDown. We will not do NXT. So all your favorites are not here tonight. We are just talking about WrestleMania, but still tune in because you will get our expert, if you want to call it that, analysis on the matches and what we think is going to happen, which it's not really expert analysis, but it's probably going to be really entertaining.
That now, before we even get started, we need to remind folks of what they can win.
Yes, because there's a prize. There is an awesome prize, guys.
So if you would like to participate in WrestleMania Pick'em and who won it, you can win a copy of The Book of Booty from The New Day.
Signed by The New Day.
Signed by The New Day.
All three. It's a very, very pretty thing. It's on its own little stationery and everything. It's so cute.
So all you have to do is win WTR WrestleMania Pick'em. You can go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network. Post your picks there. If you know how to get a hold of us, you can post your picks to us. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lint to Word, if that's how you want to do it. So if you're listening to the show at all, please participate. We want to give you free stuff. It's not an opportunity we get often. But when we do, we want to hand out something to you. So this is what we got for you if you win WrestleMania Pick'em. There'll be 3 tiebreakers along the way. We're going to discuss them as we normally do. And yeah, so enjoy.
Enjoy. So yeah, we are going to jump right into the first segment because this show is so big. We have to split it into 2 segments.
And yes, Wit, yes. I always tell her to enter and she never wins.
But you could.
You could. Be smart. Listen to us. And then do the opposite.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, listen to the video game. The video game is way more accurate, generally, than we are.
Nah.
It's kind of scary.
Sometimes. By the way, we'll have the video game picks by tomorrow, fully, somewhere.
You slacker.
I got half of them done. I did a two-hour WTR Sims last night. Check that out at youtube.com/rackradioshow.
All right, so let's jump into the card. This is going to be somewhat out of order, because we tried to make this interesting. So this is the approved layout.
That,
for the card.
That was a shot directed at someone. I was going to say, who? And no cookies.
What do you mean no cookies?
I'm reading the chat room.
Oh, yeah. No cookies. No cookies.
I'm answering the chat room. I'm interacting with the folks.
Well, my rundown isn't... There we go. Okay, now I can see the chat room. So, we're going to kick this off with the Women's Battle Royal, which this is on the pre-show. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and the Cruiserweight Championship are all in the pre-show this year. So we're going to start with the Women's Battle Royal because it is technically the first one, but not really. And just a couple quick notes on this one. Beth Phoenix is going to be part of the announce team for this one, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, that'll be really cool. The Archivist remembers there was a first ever Battle Royal a few years ago.
Yeah, Kid Rock actually introduced it.
I know, right? So just saying. Yes, Beth Phoenix being part of it's really cool. She'll do it alongside, I would assume, Cole and Graves, Mixed Match Challenge Reunion.
I'm fine with that.
I would assume that's where they go. We'll see.
We'll see. So, not going to spend a lot of time on this. They've announced some of the participants, but not all the participants. They announced today that Dana Brooke will be a part of it.
I was totally waiting for that announcement.
On the edge of the seat. So, I would expect some surprises along the way.
We can expect NXT women in part of this, because if you remember the original commercial for the Fabulous Trophy, they had the NXT women involved.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume a legend or two, maybe. I don't know. That's just speculation. There might
I am calling my shot right now, okay? If a certain Mrs. McTaker shows up, the Mr. McTaker will also show up.
Wow.
So if we see her...
Wow, that's going out on a limb.
Well, if we see her, we know he's there.
So if you're in New Orleans right now, go find her.
Yeah, somebody go find her if she's there.
And ask what they had for lunch.
Yeah, because they're probably done with breakfast at this point.
They're already probably done with breakfast.
Actually, that's a really good question. Is she signing at WrestleCon this year?
Talk. Talk amongst yourself a second.
This is going to play into the match later, but basically, number one way to tell if The Undertaker is going to be in town is his wife there. So anyway, so yeah, I would expect a lot of surprises. Because of the controversy with this match, I feel like it's going to get downplayed a little bit, simply because there is a stigma around it. They tried to do something with it. The internet sort of revolted against them.
A little bit.
A little bit. And so now they're just like, look, we're going to stick it on the pre-show. We're just going to get it over with. And that's going to be that. I would still expect it to be in a prominent place on the pre-show, but not a great place, because obviously there's three matches on the pre-show and it's 2 hours. But let's hope they don't get put in the spot where it's like they've just opened the doors and five people are in the building.
That will be the cruiserweights. Okay, so here's...
That suck.
Okay, all right, whatever. They'll probably do that at like 5:45. But anyway, here's what I'm going to explain to you, and this is why... Okay, everyone's going to go, oh my god, the women are on the pre-show. Called about 4 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. Sorry, I did. Number two, this part of the show, the women's battle royal and the men's battle royal, will probably be part of the 1 hour pre-show on the USA Network.
Yep.
There you go. See? Jared Falls. So, they'll be on the pre-show on the USA Network. So, there's that. I am seeing everyone here, including Summer Rae, Vicky Guerrero, no Michelle.
Hmm.
James Storm.
Francine. Yeah, I mean, everybody's in town, or everybody's going to New Orleans at this point.
She is not an announced guest for WrestleCon, so she's not doing it this year.
So, yeah, so if she shows up in the Battle Royal, which I wouldn't be surprised if Summer Rae's there and Vicky's there, if they don't kind of turn up, because everybody's going to be in town, so it'd be really, really easy to just pull people in and just for a one-night thing, hey, you want to do WrestleMania? Yeah, sure. Because they, you know, yes, they'll have the main roster to fill out, and yes, they'll have NXT to fill out, but you want some surprises. So, I can see that. I would actually love to see Beth get up at one point and throw off the headset and jump in the ring.
That would be cool, but probably won't happen. I would expect, like, maybe one legend or two, but I don't expect a whole lot like we had for the Royal Rumble. People don't understand bigger audience. I went through that last year. No one gets it. Anyway.
There's a stigma about it being on the pre-show.
Then we just need to stop calling it the pre-show.
It's on Mania. It's on... You're on the show.
Right. But it's a
That's
pre-show.
That's the thing. You're on the show.
People are already complaining it's 7 hours long, so we can just start the show at 5 o'clock and people be like, what? Or we can have it what they call the 2 hour pre-show. It's the age-old argument. It's what it is.
Yeah. So, as a tiebreaker for WTR Pick'em, where you can totally win a signed copy of the Book of Booty, who is going to be the first one eliminated in the Women's Battle Royal?
That is a very good question. Says as he's scrolling through WWE.com at the moment. Through the women. Mandy was the first one out in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't...
And Chamber.
And Chamber. Does she keep that streak going? I mean, could. I don't expect it. Alicia's still kind of hurt. Won't be Carmella. Should probably stay for it. I'll say Dana. I'll agree with Whit. Go with Dana.
Damn it, I wanted to take Dana. I'll take Mandy.
You take Mandy. Then it comes down to who wins.
Oh god, that's so hard.
That's what she said.
Yeah, uh-huh. Funny.
It would be cool if someone like Sarah Logan, because it would be cool and different. It'd be cool if someone like Ruby Riott won. Again, same group, same type of thing. It'd be cool if someone like Mandy Rose won, just as something different, because let's face it, Sasha winning really won't elevate her. Bayley winning won't elevate her. It all sort of, do you want to help elevate someone? Because that's what these battle royals have done in the past. They've elevated people or attempted to elevate people.
I was thinking Ember.
Ember is not a bad choice.
You help recoup potentially a loss at TakeOver the night before from Shayna by having her win the Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania. And then that's how you bring her up to the main roster is through that.
You could. You could do that. Because what you could do from a story standpoint, if Bayley wins, it's held over Sasha's head. who wins that hideous woman's trophy. We're figuring that out.
That trophy is terrible, by the way. Like, if you watch the walkthrough for Access today with Hunter and Steph and Kathy Kelly, Brock sent me a still shot of Hunter looking at the Mae Young Classic trophy and the Women's Battle Royal trophy for WrestleMania, and one, there's no comparison, and he's just looking at it like, wow, that thing looks like a piece of crap. Like, you'd see it on his face.
Yeah, you really...
He's so disappointed with it.
You really, really can see that. It's kind of special. If you would like to see it, it is now on the Wild Talk Radio Twitter right now. So there you go. People can see that what we're talking about on that. So who are you going with?
You know what? I'm going to say Ember.
Yeah. Oh, my point was Sasha, Bayley could hold it over Sasha by winning, and that was the whole thing.
But for me, I don't want one of the big four to win it. Like, I love them, but I don't feel like you said, it's going to do much for them. Like, it could help Bayley, but I don't know if it's going to. I'd rather see, like, an up-and-comer get it, because the first person that won the Andre was Baron Corbin.
Cesaro.
Or was it Cesaro?
Yep.
Okay, second one was Baron Corbin. But still, someone who could use it, and since they're probably bringing Ember up to the main roster, she could definitely use it. Okay, I'm watching House Hunters right now. I'm just gonna, like, segue for a second. This dude has this, like, crazy handlebar mustache that he really should not have. Like, he just does not have the face for it at all. He needs to get rid of that thing. Like, I'm fine with the mustache, but if you, like, use the little beard pomade oil, whatever it's called, to, like, you know, twist up your tips. Like, it's a legit, like, a mustache mountain, old-timey type mustache. And yes, it does not look good on this man.
I expect the iconic duo in this match.
I like how he just keeps going.
Yeah. I'm not going to comment. I expect the iconic duo in this match because I'm reading the chat room. I also expect Nikki Bell in this matchup. I'm going to go with a wild card. I'm going Ruby or Riott takes the win.
Alrighty. So, there you go. Make your picks. We have no Pick'em. Or we have no Sims. Do we have 8-Ball?
We'll have all that tomorrow.
Okay, so none of that. This is going super quick then. Up next, we have the Cruiserweight Championship on the line, where we will finally crown a Cruiserweight Champion. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. I mean, God, this is going to be good. This is going to be so good. But it's like cinnamon roll versus cinnamon roll. Who do you take?
I mean, it's very destined to be Cedric Alexander, right? That is the whole point of this. This is to put him back in the storyline that I was supposed to be in 5 months ago. I mean, that is the deal.
I feel like
deal.
Cedric was supposed to win this title like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Because he was.
Maybe. We don't know for sure.
But poor Cedric. You just feel so bad for him because it's like he's been the number one contender like 2 or 3 times for this title because first it was Rich Swann and Rich Swann got arrested. And so that wasn't going to be it. And so Cedric Alexander becomes number one contender. Then Enzo Amore gets arrested, and Cedric Alexander is no longer, you know, number one contender because they stripped Enzo of the title because basically they fired him right after he got arrested. So then Cedric had to fight again.
All these people
to get to this point. And I should mention that before Rich Swann, Cedric was in that tournament, and he lost that tournament too. So it's like, you just feel really bad for Cedric Alexander, because he keeps getting there, and they're like, nope. But granted, Mustafa's always also been in those tournaments, but he just didn't quite make it that far. I don't know. I want Mustafa to win. I'm just not even going to beat around the bush. Really kind of want Mustafa to win.
I'll go Cedric.
You go Cedric? You're going to...
It's going to be different. I have no rooting interest in either one of these guys. I really don't care for Mustafa Ali. I'm okay with Cedric. Really no really rooting interest. I'll go Cedric.
I mean, it could be Drew, but it's not Drew, so.
It is not Drew, no.
It's not the Drew.
It is not the Drew. What's next?
So, up next, we have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And this will be your final match on the pre-show, where we're going to be having Jerry Lawler and good old JR calling this one.
It'll be a slobber knocker.
It will be the slobber knocker. And our second tiebreaker is going to be, who's the first person eliminated in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
Who is this year's Santino? No, that's another good question. I mean, that's the harder question, I guess. You don't even know who's in it.
I would almost figure that they could bring, like, Ellsworth back for one night and have him get eliminated. There's that possibility, because again, everybody's in town, so you could bring in people that you're not expecting, because, you know, James Storm was backstage at Raw Monday night. Could he be in the Battle Royal? Bray Wyatt has resurfaced from his 2-week-long binge
to go on another one,
so we know he's in New Orleans somewhere.
He's down in New Orleans.
He Braun basically had to go get him and bring him home.
Uh-huh. We just had a Primo sighting. He could be at one out first.
Primo could be one out.
Heath Slater could be out early.
But I feel like it's always Heath, you know? Like, he's kind of the punching bag of WWE. Like, you feel really bad for him because you're like, dude, it's not okay.
I expect us to see a few at least one or two NXT people in this thing. Mm-hmm. A bunch of the cruiserweights. So I can see a cruiserweight going at first.
Please don't let it be Bo Dallas. I will cry if it's Bo Dallas.
I said cruiserweight and you went to Bo Dallas. I don't think those two things coincide with one another.
They could.
He would have to drop how many pounds?
I'm not sure. I don't even know what he weighs now.
So as far as who goes out first...
I don't know if I can pick this because I don't know who's in it, you know?
Well, it's the same thing with the women's.
They've announced some people, but for the men, they really...
Hold on, I'll tell you exactly. They've announced a few people for the men. So, hold on. One quick button click. No, I don't want the WWE.com people. I want the preview. Can I go to the preview? Thank you. No, their buttons don't work.
Your buttons don't work.
Their buttons don't work. Someone take me to the... There we go. Now we're going to take me to the preview so I can read off the people in this Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. How many clicks does it take to get to the center of this thing?
A bunch.
I mean, seriously, it's like, you gotta go to this page, and then you gotta go to this page, and then you have to read more. All right. Here we go. Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley, Tyler Breeze, Fandango, Ty Dillinger, Dash Wilder, Scott Dawson, Woken, Matt Hardy, yes, Goldust, Heath Slater, Rhino, Zack Ryder, and Primo Clone. It's more than the women they've announced. First one out is Primo Clone. Your winner won't be Baron Corbin, your winner won't be Dolph Ziggler, your winner won't be Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Tyler Dillinger. The winner of this match, how you doing, Big Cass?
You know what, I'm gonna say Zack Ryder is first out.
Woo, woo, woo.
Like, it's mean, but it's different, because it's been a minute. And in terms of who wins, oh god. I don't know if I can pick a winner.
Well, you need to.
Who is eyeing up the trophy this week?
Yeah.
Not picking him. Nope. Not picking him. Not after what he did to my boo-boo.
He was the one. He was eyeing it up. He was making love to it.
I don't care.
You asked a question. I give you an answer.
Who else?
I didn't pay close enough to SmackDown to notice who else was eyeing it up.
What good are you?
Last week, Fandango was humping it.
See, he humped it first.
Just saying, you asked. He humped it last week, so he calls dibs, so you're going to go Fandango? It's not going to be Fandango. It's delightful. Yes. I could see Brother Nero come in and eliminate Woken.
I can see Bray Wyatt coming in and eliminating Woken. I can also see Bray Wyatt in another place, too.
We'll get to that.
But we'll probably have some NXT people, maybe.
You probably have a couple. Here's a name. I'll give you a name. You want a name?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna kill you.
Joe could win. You know what? Joe, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like, let's move it on, people. Let's move it on. All right, moving on to some of the main show matches.
Skarsgård wins. Hey.
Skarsgård could win. It could come down to Skarsgård Vanguard 1 here.
I mean, but then Vanguard 1 would have the advantage over Skarsgård. But then again...
Can Vanguard 1 actually be eliminated since it flies?
Unless it has to be shot down and it gets taken out.
Skarsgård sacrifices itself to take out Vanguard 1.
Yeah, Ashley on Twitter says Baron Corbin gets eliminated first and believes Dolph Ziggler wins. Ashley, please send me the rest of your picks as we do this, because you can be entered.
Yeah, if you want to pick, send us your picks. You are welcome to enter.
And
that goes to anybody listening.
Yeah.
Seriously.
As we're doing the show, if you want to tweet me match by match, that's fantastic. We have an intern. He's keeping track of everything.
That's his job.
He's in the chat room tonight.
Hi, Brent.
He's the one taking shots.
Is that...
Yep.
55150?
Yes.
Hi, Brent.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes, you can win.
Enough with the yes.
Yes, he can win. Brent can win.
Brent actually has one.
Yeah, you can win.
So moving on from that.
Doesn't mean you will, because, you know, you don't know anything.
God. The Bar, your Raw Tag Team Champions, take on Braun Strowman and a mystery partner for the Tag Team Championships.
So will Braun Strowman expose to us his tag team partner?
Yes, he will expose to us his tag team partner. You missed it. There is a really fantastic interview with Braun Strowman out on WWE's YouTube right now. He's adorable. He does not fit in a director's chair, and I'm pretty sure Louisiana is not going to have any crawfish left by the time he's done.
They got him, like, the biggest one they could find.
Yes, they did, and he still did not fit.
He did not.
He's a big man.
He did not fit, and they were worried about it, like, breaking.
Yeah, Kathy Kelly's like, just don't move. Just stay there.
They were like, we got it structured for your weight. We're good.
And he's just very uncomfortable, because he doesn't fit. Like, he legit, he does not fit. He has to squish into
like,
it.
Like, he's holding up one arm, and it's just like, it's huge.
Yeah. He is a large man.
He's a mountain of a man. He's a monster among men.
He is a mountain of a man. That is a legit mountain of a man right there. So, speculation on who Braun Strowman's partner could be. He provided some insights because Kathy Kelly did try to guess. And one interesting thing that got noted was she asked him about Bray Wyatt. And he goes, well, it could always be Bray Wyatt because he's my mentor.
He exposed me to the world.
Interesting word choice there, Braun.
Then he corrected. Then he corrected himself, saying it wasn't the word exposed.
Yeah. He's like, wait, no, that's not the right word. That's a bad word. Because he realized what it meant, and it's like too late. They got it on camera,
and it was live. So
and it was live. Somewhere Bray heard about it and was like, God, why? Because if you've ever seen Bray and Braun on Instagram together, it's adorable.
It's delightful.
It's hilarious. Bray usually ends up yelling at him for something.
It's like, please don't put me on your Instagram.
Please stop.
For the love of God.
Well, there for a while, he was calling Bray his date, and Bray was like, dude.
Well, anyway, the pick of this match is easy, but our third tiebreaker is, who is the partner?
Bray Wyatt.
The other names he mentioned were Mark Henry and Elias and Big Show. I expect Big Show in the Battle Royal. Just because.
Is Big Show under a new contract?
Yes, he has signed a brand new multi-year deal. He announced that when he rang in the stock exchange a couple days ago.
Ah, okay.
Which is when they announced him for the Greatest Royal Rumble. Speaking of which, the Greatest Royal Rumble will be happening on April 27th, live on the WWE Network. It's official at noon Eastern with a one-hour pre-show. So there you go.
There you go.
See, we're giving you news presented by GoWork.net.
We're weaving it in as we go.
We're weaving it in. Nice and easy. Partner, you say Bray?
I say Bray. I don't see it being Elias. The thing with him is really interesting is it's like they're just... It's somebody has to stand on the apron and occasionally get tagged in. I liked Kathy Kelly brought up Alexa Bliss, and he's like, yeah, I'd be okay with that.
She brings the best out of me.
She's like, she makes me look really good, and she's adorable.
Is there a skinny wimp in NXT they can use?
Leo Rush. But he's not really a wimp, but he's skinny.
I mean, Jack Gallagher fits that description.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to see them do that to Gallagher.
Oh, I know. I'm just going off of size.
R-Truth?
No, please no. Go Bray Wyatt with you as the partner. Because I have nobody else, and Braun's winning.
Yeah, Braun's going to win this.
And Elias is doing some sort of concert. Rumor has it could be interrupted by the most electrifying man in all of entertainment. But who knows?
We'll have to see. So moving on from there, we have the U.S. Championship on the line as Randy Orton, your champion, is taking on Bobby Roode and Jinder Mahal and Rusev on Rusev Day.
Please don't make it be Jinder. For the all that is professional wrestling, please don't put the belt on Jinder Mahal.
Give it to the Bob. Put it back on the Bob. Please, don't, I mean, no offense to Jinder, but don't put it on Jinder. Please, please don't do that to me. Or if you put it on Jinder, please do not have as much racism as you had the last time. Because the blatant racism was just, like, a little bit too much.
Ashley's leaning towards Randy. Whit has Rusev.
I can see them leaving it on Randy. There's nothing wrong with Randy keeping it. I can see them giving it to Rusev just to make Rusev happy.
I kind of want it to be on Rusev.
I want it to be on the Bob.
There's nothing wrong with it being on the Bob, but... Put on the Rusev. It's Rusev Day. Imagine the celebration. Imagine the chance. I'm going Rusev for the win.
I'm going the Bob for the win. All right, up next is the Raw Women's Championship as Alexa Bliss takes on Nia Jax. I'm just going to say it, Nia. Unless there's an upset, unless there's shenanigans, Nia.
Unless there is a trash-talking, moonwalking, skywalking... I don't know if that's her thing. I know she's moonwalking, trash-talking, whatever. Fabulous cash-in, which there could be.
There could be.
And I know people are like, oh, it's a SmackDown briefcase. Are we positive?
I don't think it is. I think technically they can, it's for any title.
And it's and it's WWE. Anything can happen. Ashley believes Nia wins easily. It's a squash match. I mean, it could be a squash match. I mean, Alexa could get squashed in 5 minutes. If you really want to make Nia, and you really want to put her over, you have her squash Alexa like a bug in 5 minutes. I think that would do a disservice to Alexa, but you could do it.
It's not really a disservice to Alexa because she's just, Nia is too much for her. She gets overwhelmed. And it's very much like what they did with Beth Phoenix back in the day, where nobody could beat Beth Phoenix because she was just that physically good.
Imposing.
And that physically impressive and imposing and all of that. You kind of do the same thing with Nia.
You could.
Because there is a reason that they're pointing Asuka at the SmackDown title and they're pointing Nia at the Raw title. They don't want them to have to go against each other to get the title.
Again.
Because that did not work out. So they're moving them away from each other. They're having Nia become the dominant figure on Raw. They're going to make Asuka the dominant figure on SmackDown. And I'm fine with that. I don't know if it should be a squash match in 5 minutes. I would like to see Alexa get a little defense in, but she's had a really good run with this title. She has done wonders with it, but it's time for something new.
Man, well, I have a scenario where she cashes in during Asuka and Charlotte and still keep Asuka's streak alive and keep her on Raw if they want to have her eventually face Rousey. Ronda can win the Rumble and go to SmackDown to fight Asuka. Just throwing that scenario out there because we're seeing it now with the later match.
I'm not quite sure how you keep Asuka's streaker alive if Carmella cashes in. That's the thing, because it's like even if Charlotte takes the pin, they're going to count that as a loss to Asuka. They've already made that really, really clear based on the mixed match challenge that whomever she's facing, it's a loss, and it defines her streak.
Yeah, they've convoluted the rules of her streak, which we'll get to. I don't want to rant now. We're not there yet. That's coming up in segment two. Get there.
We'll have a rant, but yeah, the cash in, if it's happening at Mania, will happen in this match, the Alexa-Nia match, which that could be how you get out of pinning Alexa is Carmella cashes in or tries to cash in, and they do what they did with Seth, where they make it the three-way. She comes in, she tries to hit a finishing move, Nia squashes her, 1-2-3. It's over. And that's how you get out of pinning Alexa.
But you can also pin Alexa. Alexa can take the pin. She took the pin last year at WrestleMania. Or she tapped out last year at WrestleMania in a six-woman match. It's not about... You don't have to protect Alexa here.
No, you don't. But you could if you wanted to. The other thing is Carmella comes in, she cashes in, she beats up Alexa. You know, basically her and Alexa team up against Nia. They get rid of Nia, and then Carmella turns on Alexa, hits a move on Alexa, pins her 1-2-3. Carmella is Raw Women's Champion. You could do that, too.
Here's the scenario. I want to throw this out as the thing. So, Nia hits some big Samoan drop on Alexa. She's down and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carmella comes rushing out, and she's cashing in, and Nia just chases her around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chases her around the ring. Chases her to where she's going to smash her through the barricade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carmella moves. Nia's down through the barricade. Carmella cashes in, then beats Alexa, and then you've protected Nia without having to beat her and put the belt on Carmella, and then you can then have Nia beat Carmella for the belt, and you go from there.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're going to crown Nia as champion, you should do it at Mania.
I don't disagree with that. I'm picking Nia to win. I'm just throwing out scenarios.
Oh, no, and it's a really good scenario, but yeah, I get a hunch Nia's winning this match.
Nia's going to win this belt. But her briefcase is blue, and it's a SmackDown on it. Does it say SmackDown? Or just says Money in the Bank? It's a SmackDown. It doesn't mean anything.
It's not what the briefcase says.
It's what the contract says.
It's what the contract says. If the contract is SmackDown only, then she's not going to be cashing in for a while, or she's not going to be cashing in ever. Okay, so I'm looking at the briefcase. I'm not seeing SmackDown on it. It just says Money in the Bank.
And her briefcase isn't blue. It's white.
It's white.
It's white with green and gold.
So yeah, so it's, she could, because the Money in the Bank briefcase is designed to go to either Raw or SmackDown, depending on, I think, originally who was going to get the pay-per-view that year, because they were going to alternate it. So they did something purposely neutral to ensure that either brand could have it, and they wouldn't necessarily have to remake it year over year over year. Why did you have to send me that now?
I just saw it, sorry.
But yeah, so it's not really what the briefcase says, it's what the contract says. And I believe the contract is for either brand. But they can easily go on the air and say, oh yeah, it's for either brand. They don't have to say it is for SmackDown title only, because I don't think they've ever defined that on TV.
SmackDown, people are the only ones being able to fight for because it's a SmackDown show, doesn't mean the SmackDown talent can't cash in on Raw. And this is only the second or third opportunity they've had really to do it. So loopholes are loopholes.
Yeah, but they can get around it. I mean, it's not going to be that big of a deal, but yeah.
Shane McMahon is in charge of SmackDown Live after losing to The Undertaker when he was looking for power, just saying. He got put in charge the next night of Raw after losing with the stipulation that he would not have power.
Yeah, Vince overrode it. So, I mean, there's tons of ways they can get around it.
There are loopholes. Many, many, many loopholes.
But yeah, so Nia Jax for the win. Moving on to the final match of this segment. Yay. Then we're going to take a break. We have the WWE Championship on the line as AJ Styles takes on Shinsuke Nakamura in what promises to be a WrestleMania classic. We've waited for it. We've held our breaths for it. And we're finally going to get it.
This could be the opening match on the main show.
I'm fine with that if that's the case.
Internet will be crying. But that's okay.
No, the internet doesn't need to be crying because you know what? The opening match on the main show always sets the tone and the pace for the entire show. You're the one. You get the fresh audience. You get them when they're most excited. So go out there and make everything you can of it. And if you get them really, really hot for it, that's amazing. But yeah, you can always tell generally how a show is going to go based on the first match on the main card, not the pre-show.
Ashley, please, AJ's going to retain. I mean, we were going through this scenario the other night where you look at all the championships and we have a feeling a lot of them are going to change hands. One of the ones, you know, we're going to talk about later is one with the SmackDowns, one with Sam might not change hands. But this is another one. This is another one where Shinsuke may not get the belt. AJ may keep it.
Here's the trouble with that. What do you do with Shinsuke afterwards?
Move him to Monday Night Raw. That is the scenario out of it. I'm just putting that out there. And go ahead.
I know, but at this point, they've kind of like sort of dicked around with Shinsuke, and they need to do something with him. And putting a title on him, even if it's for a short while, I think is perfectly fine. AJ's had it. He's had it for a while now. There's no real reason for him to retain it.
He's going to move the Monday Night Raw. Shinsuke's going to become the champion of SmackDown. That is sort of the deal. That's sort of what needs to be done. AJ sort of fought everyone. You don't need them go back and fighting Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn if they stay on the brand. Because they may not. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It feels like the movement is to put it on Shinsuke, crown him as champion, and you get him over somewhat, and you sort of establish him as the top guy from now until about, say, SummerSlam when a certain yes, guy could take the belt from him. There is hand gestures with the yes thing. Like points up in the air. I want to ask you this question, the man. Because I just have a curious question. What should open the show? And I'll throw that to everyone else. What should open WrestleMania? We'll tease that as we go. In terms of pick, I'm going Shinsuke Nakamura. I believe you're going to go Shinsuke Nakamura as well. Possibly.
Sorry, I'm talking and it's not picking it up. Anyway, yeah, I would be fine with Shinsuke as champion. He deserves it. He's more than earned it. And it's something different. It gets the title off of AJ, gives him a little break, and does something new for SmackDown. And it's Shinsuke. Who doesn't love Shinsuke?
There are a good amount of people who may not like Shinsuke, may not love Shinsuke.
He's adorable.
Those people are weird and ridiculous. All that other fun stuff. I have a feeling this could be a fun match. I have a feeling it's going to be one of the best matches on the show. The opener could be their kind of title match. That's the only other one that could be wrong. But I feel like if you don't want a match to get short time, you put this on first and let them roll. If you remember, AJ stole the show opening up WrestleMania last year.
Opening is a really good spot for AJ. And also, yeah, these guys will get the most amount of time because they're opening the show. And the problem is if because this card is so stacked, if you put this anywhere else in that card, it's going to potentially get lost.
Let's think about it. Let's tell you what's to come on our breakdown, right? You have Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. That's not opening. Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle, Steph, and Hunter. Not opening. Daniel Bryan. Not opening. I mean, Daniel Bryan could open, but that's about it. That may be it, but then you're going to have the crowd wanting more Daniel Bryan later. So you may
SmackDown Tag Team Championship could open.
It could. It could. They really like a hot start. And
I see.
Again, those are possibles. I'm just saying. I'm feeling like those could open it. And John Cena Undertaker's not opening show because it's not even an official match. So who knows? Why would he even open up the show? It's going to be part of the musical performance. You know, so those sort of...
Taker's going to break out his puppet show.
He loves puppets.
He likes puppets.
Because, you know, who doesn't love them a good puppet or two or five or six? Because it's Taker. Because, you know...
I like puppets.
There we go. The fact that they paid Mark Calloway to say that is amazing.
Right.
Actually, my favorite is my creatures of the night can enjoy the, what is it, Undertaker's puppet something puppet spectacular.
Jubilee.
It's just like, I can't still remember that. It took me like 3 hours to get through because I had to pause it and be like, I can't do this. And Rock's like, yes, you can. Just keep watching it. Just keep watching. Please get the Undertaker to do more Scooby-Doo movies. Please. It's highly entertaining because he's doing all takery things in Scooby-Doo. And they got him to talk about puppets. And he was sad because he couldn't do his puppet show.
Like, I like puppets.
There we go. Anyway, moving on. We are going to take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, the other half of the show. So, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/Lone Jobber.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
This WrestleMania season has just become Bootyful. As we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network present to you WrestleMania WTR Pick'em with a very special gift. The Book of Booty! One lucky winner will be receiving a copy of the brand new book, The Book of Booty, thanks to our friends at St. Martin's Press. And did we mention, it's signed by the members of New Day? What? How do you win this fantastic thing? All you gotta do is win WrestleMania WTR Pick'em. It's that simple. There are a few ways to enter. Go to each show's respective Facebook page, including facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network or facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, or you can go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet us @Wild Talk Radio or @Rack Radio Show. Submit your picks and you're in. Just make sure your picks aren't booty. It's WTR WrestleMania Pick'em with the Book of Booty giveaway.
Because
what?
New Day Rocks! New Day Rocks!
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a minor love gold. But come on, baby, let the good time roll.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And, well, if you're just tuning in, this is our WrestleMania show where we are talking nothing but WrestleMania. Sorry.
Well, so, I'm about to sidetrack that for just 2 seconds.
Oh, do we have an update?
Conor McGregor, please stop. Go turn yourself in. Speak to authorities or you'll be in serious trouble. Because you want to talk about a multiple blame Brent situation? He just canceled like 3 fights in one shot. Because of his stupidity.
Dana White's about to cancel him permanently.
Oh, he's about to cancel him permanently. I mean, just seriously.
Dana White is pissed.
He hasn't done anything new with it. It's just what he's done, and it's a result in 3 fights being canceled.
Basically, this is the fallout from what happened earlier, that due to injuries received from Connor's rampage, 3 fights have had to be pulled from the show. Dana White is somewhere positively livid right now because of this, and McGregor has still not turned himself in. So yeah, Connor, please, wherever you are, just turn yourself in.
I want to read you a quote, if I can make this bigger, so it says the full thing without being scrunched up. All right, there's no warrant. If McGregor won't come in, there's an official way to go about it. Once the report is made and charges filed, now it's not we're looking to speak to you, we're coming to speak to you. A warrant would be issued for your arrest. Basically, the lieutenant is saying, show up, talk to us, or you in serious doo-doo.
Yeah, if you go voluntarily, you can pretty much lawyer up and leave whenever you want. If you don't, and they have to arrest you, that's when the problems start. So yeah, just turn yourself in, go talk to the police, clear it all out, you know, just basically put your big boy panties on and just do the thing.
Now, back to the show.
Back to WrestleMania.
By the way, you can win a copy of the Book of Booty. Just enter WTR Pick'em. Know how? Tweet us during the show. You can send us your picks. Or you can go to Facebook.com/groups. That's Wild Talk Radio Network. Or if you're in the chatty box right here at RockRadioShow.com or WildTalkRadio.com or GirlRock.net, leave your picks there. The intern is there. He is writing these all down. And you can be entered to win a copy of the Book of Booty, autographed by the New Day.
Hey. Now, and yes, LeMans, there is no way WWE is getting in business with him now. At least not right this second. We'll see what happens further down the line, but yeah, no. Nobody's going to want to touch him right now.
Oh, update.
Already.
Mr. McGregor is in the custody of the New York Police Department. No formal charges have been filed. Our investigation is ongoing.
Wow. All right. Go us.
So, stand on top of the Twitters.
Staying on top of the Twitters. Okay, well, while you stay on top of the Twitters, let's talk about the IC title match where The Miz is taking on Seth Rollins and Finn Balor in what promises to be an excellent match. I want Miz to retain. I know he and the wife, he just had a baby, and he wants to go home to be with the baby, but I want Miz to retain. Because I love Miz as Intercontinental Champion. He just needs to be permanent Intercontinental Champion.
How many days left until he's like the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time? The longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time? Like 20-something?
Something like that, yeah. Like consecutive?
I think it's total.
Or total? Yeah.
I think it's like 20-something days.
Hold on. You talk.
So we do the math, and if it's 20-something days, we carry the 1, subtract the 3, multiply by 5, he could get to the greatest Royal Rumble and defend the Intercontinental title there and somehow lose it there, because I think then, maybe then, he will surpass the records that he's trying to surpass if the dates coincide. He could also lose it at Backlash and sort of bypass his dates if they really want him to do it, or he could just win the Intercontinental title back and just surpass it the next time he's Intercontinental champion, because let's face it, The Miz will only win the Intercontinental title unless he moves to another brand, and then he'll win the U.S. title. Because he's the Mr. Midcard belt at this point. 25 days, says the chat room. So that would take us...
The technically the longest reigning combined reigns is Pedro Morales with 619. The Miz is currently sitting at 594 and counting.
So is it 25 or 23? Give me numbers. You're going to give me the right numbers.
Oh, God, you're going to make me do math at 11:07 at night.
I'm talking to the chat room. He's throwing out numbers. He went 25.
All right,
He went 25, then he said 23. Which is it 23? Is that the number we're going with?
594.
23. All right.
It's 25.
But that was updated as of April 3rd, numbers you're looking at.
So okay, right, so yeah, 23.
So we could. He could. Seth Rollins is going to be your new Intercontinental champion. Don't know why, because... And is this Finn's first WrestleMania?
No, this is his second, because he won the Universal Championship. No!
No,
this is Finn's first Mania.
This is Finn's first WrestleMania, isn't it? Huh?
That's right. He missed last year because of his shoulder.
Uh-huh. He came back the next night. This is Finn Balor's first WrestleMania. We're not getting a demon.
We sure?
Yeah, it'd be stupid to pull it out. Just to pull
We're
going to
get screwed out of a Demon Mania entrance. God damn it.
Gotta wait till 35 outdoors. Woo-ha-ha.
They gotta make sure it's dark first.
Things. Maybe. Now I'm talking myself out of Seth Rollins. It could be Finn Balor. Finn wins, it'll be his first. Finn Balor. We'll go Finn Balor. Change my mind.
Yeah. I can see it being Finn that they put a title on Finn because he's been kind of drifting lately. It'll give him a good direction. And he and Seth can feud over it while Miz goes takes time off.
Then again, Seth Rollins. Whoever doesn't win the Intercontinental Championship, I would assume they move to SmackDown. Because one of them needs to move just to get away from Roman.
Well, Finn does have those really nice blue tights.
Those blue tights that show his entire Balor Club?
His entire demon, yes.
This Balor Club?
All his tights show his entire Balor Club. He feuds with Bray and all of a sudden he's turning into a slut that shows off everything. Coincidence? I think not.
Says Finn's winning this. I think Miz is probably going to take a little time, a little break. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. I'm undecided. I'm so torn. We enjoy those tights. You may enjoy those tights.
Hey, you know exactly what he's working with. It's always a plus.
And I'm about to hit the button that will get me in trouble, but hey, he's not listening tonight, so I can get away with hitting this button.
Oh, I like his tights.
So I can get away with hitting that button. He will never know.
Sure. Yes. Unless we tell him.
That he...
Oh, I like his tights.
So yeah, you know what? Finn.
Yeah, Finn.
Finn.
Finn. I just... Yeah, Finn.
Okay, so now we're getting to one of the matches that I really, really, really am excited to see.
Brock Lesnar versus Roman...
No. The SmackDown Tag Team Championships are on the line as the Usos and the New Day take on the wonderful, talented, amazing mountain of men known as the Bludgeon Brothers, a.k.a. my beardy sons. I'm going to be completely selfish here. Going for the points. Bludgeon Brothers are going to pick up the titles.
They have merch now.
It's not good merch, but it's merch.
They got a shirt.
Ew. It's a start.
It's more than we can say for a certain...
cult leader.
Cult leader. Without a cult. Can we stop with the WWE Network ads? That'd be fantastic. Yeah. Okay. When it boils down to it. Let's act like we're timeless and take the trip on the time machine, shall we?
Yes.
Rack X are available now. Back in the day, about 3 years ago, the Usos battled the Wyatt family for those tag team titles. It was Harper and Rowan versus the Usos, right? About 3 years ago, right? Yeah, something like that. And they were having incredible matches with one another. They were putting on 5-star classics. But the one thing that they never did, which they should have done, was put the belts on Harper and Rowan. Because that would establish them as a credible tag team.
It's like they got them right there, and then somebody went, oh, nope, yoink.
They were on the edge, and they never fully, got there, as it were. And that hurt them as a team, because their credibility as a tag team dropped. Then that's where the Wyatt family had some issues, and they sort of broke up, and they got back together, and all that stuff. But establishing them as a credible tag team would have started by beating the Usos, who were face-painted at that time, so just so we know how far we're going back to.
Yeah.
We know the Usos and the New Day have tons of history with one another, and they can put on fantastic matches. And we all know Luke Harper is amazing in the ring. He is amazing in that ring.
The fact that Luke Harper is not WWE champion is really sad.
So it's like, and we all know Luke can work with anyone, and Eric's there and nice to throw around people. So this matchup in general will be probably one of the most fantastic wrestled matches on the show. They will probably get about 10 minutes where the match should go 20. It's just because there's so much on the card, they may be the ones who sacrifice some time for, you know, reasons. 10-12 minutes. It's still fine on a WrestleMania card.
I feel like 10-12 minutes is more than enough for them.
They can get their stuff in it then, at that point.
Yeah.
Yes, the Usos get their WrestleMania moment. They've never been on the main card of WrestleMania, so that's cool for them. New Day's back in the ring at WrestleMania last year. They were the official host, and Harper and Rowan are no longer in the Battle Royal, so that's always a step up. Bludgeon Brothers are winning these belts. If any other team wins these belts, it's a crime. The Usos should not have these belts. The New Day should not have these belts. Establish the Bludgeon Brothers, because if you don't, they are dead in the water, and then you have an Authors of Pain or Sandy going to wipe up them belts, and the Bludgeon Brothers are going to go back to the pre-show.
Yeah. I mean, you've brought them this far. They've done a wonderful job building the Bludgeon Brothers up. It would be a travesty for them to bring them as far as they have, to put all the time and the effort into them that they have, just to be like, yeah, no, we're going to go in a different direction. So I feel like it's now finally Harper and Rowan's time. Do the thing, y'all. Do the thing. Bring home the points for Mama.
Putting the belt... Go ahead.
Because Mama needs the points.
Putting the belt on Harper and Rowan also gets down now the never-ending Uso New Day cycle. Yep.
Yep. Yes. Save us, Bludgeon Brothers. You're the only ones that can. You're our only hope. Up next, we have the match that's really not a match that's been driving us insane for 4 weeks, and that is John Cena and The Undertaker. And there's a huge amount of speculation surrounding this match. Is Taker going to be there? Is Taker not going to be there? Like I said, I called my shot. If Michelle is there, then Taker is at least in the building. I also have another theory that The Undertaker is possibly inducting Kid Rock into the Hall of Fame, even though they're claiming it's Stone Cold.
No, there's just a rumor that Sarah Canadian told me that has not been confirmed.
Has not been confirmed, but yeah, Taker could easily induct Kid Rock into the Hall of Fame, and that's how you involve him in WrestleMania this year.
I want to read you something. This is what the poster says. Will Undertaker accept John Cena's challenge? Question. As of this printing, we cannot confirm that this match will take place. This is on a poster at WrestleMania. Will Undertaker accept John Cena's challenge? Question mark.
Question mark.
As of this printing, we cannot confirm that this matchup will take place. This is written on a poster.
There's a rumor that I've heard about this that kind of irritates me, where basically they haven't made this official because they felt like it wasn't going to sell any more tickets or get any more network subscriptions. And that irritates me slightly because it's like, I get it, you're trying to attract new business, but what about the people that are already paying for it? And to sit here and tease The Undertaker for 4 weeks and have John Cena go out there and disparage his name and drag it through the mud and do everything that he's done, only to potentially get like 5-10 minutes with The Undertaker on WrestleMania and then it's over, especially if he does the gimmick change where he does American Badass like everybody, you know, is speculating, which we brought up like 2 weeks before everybody else. But anyway, I feel like that's kind of a ripoff. And that honestly, as a Taker fan, kind of stings. Like, I'm grateful if he does anything, and I will love to see him and I will love for him to show up. But in terms of WWE doing what they've done and basically had John Cena go out there week after week after week after week with nothing. It's just kind of crap at this point. And I've really soured on this storyline because at one time, I really did want to see John Cena versus The Undertaker because that would have been a really good match. And now it's just like, I just really don't even care. Like, I do, but I don't.
Because is this the end of The Undertaker? Is this his last match?
Is this even a match?
Is this his last wrestling appearance?
It's not his last wrestling appearance. Might be his last one for a while. It's not his last wrestling appearance.
Is this his supposedly his last match, his last go-around, his last story, and he has no real involvement as a character? That kind of dampens it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if he's done, he's done. Like, just say it. The fact that we have been put through this for a year...
Which is
speculation of, is he done? Is he not done? Is he going to come back? Oh, for the love of God, just say he's done, or just say he's coming back. I cannot deal with this anymore. I'm so sick of hearing it. It's like Paul Heyman and The Thing after 36 goddamn months of We Are the One and 21 and 1 or whatever the number was. 6 months of it. And he brings it up every WrestleMania season. It's like, this is John Cena of going out there week in and week out and harping on The Undertaker and be like, come on, dude, come on. And he's hitting him on social media, which The Undertaker has no social.
For those fans following at WWE, Mark W. Calloway, not a thing.
It's fake.
Mick Taker confirmed it. Also confirmed they were eating breakfast on Tuesday morning and not during Raw, like, you know, some headlines would make you lead to believe.
He's also, you know, yelling at him on TV, which it's like, there's no guarantee that The Undertaker is keeping up with the current product. He probably is, but he's not. Dude has a life. Dude has a family. Maybe he wants to go camping. Maybe he wants to go do something else. He's not going to sit in front of the TV at, you know, 8 o'clock at night on a Monday night and watch wrestling. He's got other things going on. So it's like, there's been a lot of silliness in this that doesn't, like, logically make sense, because you can see where the good idea in this was. That you have John Cena call out The Undertaker. You have John Cena attack The Undertaker on social media. Where the flaw in this is you did not have The Undertaker a way to contact him on social. So he's just ambiguously putting this out there, hoping The Undertaker's going to see it, knowing full well that there is no social media out there. And then on top of it, you're not having John tag Michelle. It's just being put out there. So how is he going to see it if Michelle is not tagged in it, because she's not looking for it?
They're going about their business.
They're going about their business. They're doing their own thing. You know, it's like, if you're going to take the time to call out the fact that he's showing up on her Instagram, you need to take the time to tag her in it, or you need to create a fake Instagram account for the purpose of the storyline, and you need to put stuff out on it and have John interface with that, where you see him tagging, you know, at whatever the username is, come fight me at WrestleMania, you know, all this stuff, and he's tagging the Instagram, or he's tagging the Twitter, or he's doing both, and he's not getting any response, because then we get a physical thing of he's not getting the response. Like, you know, it's being out there, it's being tweeted at The Undertaker, it's being Instagrammed at The Undertaker, and he's not responding. Sure. Or have John put out pictures where he's texted The Undertaker, he's called him, no response. You know, stuff like that. Like, there was a brilliant idea here. Somebody really did have a good idea. And then whoever got hold of this, I don't know if they didn't understand how social media works. I don't know if they didn't care or nobody thought it through. But it's that little detail that it's like, you know, and then you have John go out there and be like, oh, well, I did everything I could. No, you didn't, dude. You could have gone to Taker's house.
When it all boils down, I said this Monday, I was disappointed in how this is turning out. Will what happens at the show be amazing and awesome and cool and exciting? Yes.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Do they have me hooked to see if The Undertaker shows up on Sunday? Yes.
No.
But they could have done more, because there are a lot of people who respond no and won't be watching the show because The Undertaker is not on it. That's the problem. Vince McMahon's there. This show is stacked from top to bottom. This show is stacked. We're sitting here. We still have four big matches to go. Okay. And there's a lot to get into on that. This show is stacked. Does this matchup, this show need John Cena versus The Undertaker to be a thing? No.
Not really.
Is there any pressure on The Undertaker to have a five-star classic? No. Is there pressure for The Undertaker to come in, squash John Cena, and let John Cena go off back to the movies? Yes. All the stuff is there. But this is a dream match. You talk about AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura as a dream match. That is fine. That is fantastic. But a dream match is John Cena and The Undertaker for WWE fans. Well, AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura is the dream wrestling match for people. John Cena and The Undertaker, if you've been watching the product for 12 years, 13 years, 15 years, it's a matchup people want to see. You've seen it once. And that was when John Cena first started. Now you have a chance to really have told a story. You could have told a great story going all the way back in time. All the way back in time. And told a really fantastic story when Dead Man Walking, American Badass, was looking eye to eye with a babyface John Cena the night he lost to Kurt Angle. You could have told that entire story, told the entire history, instead of just John Cena calling out The Undertaker. You had 15 years of stuff. You could have talked about how they've intertwined with each other, but they never really touched hands. Even being on the same brand for so many years, they had one feud, one time, one match. That's it. It was a backlash. That's about it. You had so
And then
much-
after that, it was very rare interaction, and it was generally in multi-man matches.
So you had so much there, so much history, and none of it. was brought up. This is just one man with a hope and a prayer trying to find out when The Undertaker will show up because it's on his calendar. Hey, it's WrestleMania. The Undertaker will be there. They have so much to do that they could have done that they didn't do. I am disappointed that they are not using the history of The Undertaker to tell the story because I've been very disappointed in how they've been using The Undertaker. Go listen to last week's show where I ranted all about that. Going back to this one, Undertaker's beating John Cena. John Cena has lost a lot of pay-per-view matches, as he detailed on Monday night, but guess what? This is The Undertaker, this is WrestleMania, and he is not there to put over Roman Reigns, because John Cena is on his way out. The Undertaker wins. The Undertaker wins. By God. The Undertaker wins, goes back home for whatever, and go from there.
I mean, I really hate being negative about this, because I do. If you know me, if you've ever listened to this show, you know how much I love The Undertaker. That is the first wrestling love, right there. That is one of the people that got me into wrestling. And to see it go down like this, where he's finishing up, hurts. It hurts a lot. Because, again, it's a tease. And you're teasing me, and you're going, oh, okay, yeah, you know, he's totally going to show up. He's totally going to show up. And it's been less and less every year, like it rightfully should. He deserves to retire. He deserves to go home. He deserves to do all the things that he wants to do. And, you know, he certainly doesn't owe us a goddamn thing at all for everything that he's sacrificed and everything that he's done for wrestling. And I'm super grateful if he shows up at all. But in terms of the tease, it's like, this is, like I said, this is something that I would have loved to have seen. And it will be amazing, whatever it is. But it feels a little like you're a little cheated in a way, because he's going to come back. We're going to go through 4 weeks of build. He's going to come back. He's going to be there for 5 minutes, and he's going to be gone.
So, Ashley's bringing this up on Twitter, how they're going to do it. Kid Rock is going to sing. He's probably doing some sort of performance. They're going to do a medley. And the final song will be American Badass, part of his medley. And that's how The Undertaker shows up.
And if that happens, that's awesome.
Go back to WrestleMania 25, when how he did it there. That's how things will go here. It should not be part of the Hall of Fame. You do the Hall of Fame thing later, and they come out, whatever. But you have Undertaker, or Kid Rock play, have Taker come out, if he's doing American Badass. If he's coming out as his gong man, then gong man's just going to gong at some point. By the way, John Cena needs to sit in the front row of the entire show. That's it.
Skybox.
Yeah, whatever. Put him in the skybox. No, you should have him sit behind Jim, the announcers.
No. Okay, so here's the thing. You have John Cena up in a skybox.
No, I have a better idea, but keep going.
So, he's up there, right? He's watching the whole show. He's having a party. Whenever this is supposed to go down, say Kid Rock is out doing the song, the skybox kind of goes dark, and you just see Taker sort of walk up behind John, either as American Badass or as Gongman, doesn't matter which, and he's just standing there behind John, just lurking, waiting, and then he either grabs him and beats him up, or he leaves. He smirks, he laughs, and he leaves.
Have John Cena sitting behind the announce table throwing popcorn at Coach. They could. Here's a better one. Put him in the family section, off camera. You know who sits in the family section off camera every show, right? When he's there, right?
The wife.
Put him next to the wife. Have him sit next to the wife the entire show. Like, where is he? Is he coming? You're here. Where is he?
No, she doesn't sit out there the entire show, though. She only comes out when he's going to come out. That's how you know when he's going to come out, is you see her show up.
Right, and have her just, have her take a seat next to him on that side. So is he coming? Is he really here? Is he really here just for...
I'd just love to see her come out and slap him.
That'd be fun too.
That'd be hilarious. But yeah, I mean, I hate to make this, complain about this, because I hate being so negative about wrestling, but I've kind of soured on this a little bit. Like, I was originally super excited for this, and I just feel like the story that's being told is not a good story.
As we started the show, you wanted your Santa Claus to show up, and Santa Claus hasn't showed up yet.
It's like, God damn it, I wait all year for The Undertaker, and I know every year that I get him is great, because that's one less year that, that's one more year that I have him, and those years are coming to an end. And last year, here's the thing. Last year, I accepted that that was it. That was the end. That there is no more Undertaker. He's going to go home and he's going to nap on his couch and that's going to be it. And I was fine with it. And I have moved on from it. Like, I grieved. I was sad. I was somewhat upset. Not really. I don't know. Rock can actually judge on that one. And then I moved on from it. And it's fine. So to see this come back and, have all this go down is, it hurts. It hurts as a fan. I know it's stupid to say. I know it's really silly to say, but there's an emotional connection there to the character that it's like, you're literally hurting my soul right now with this. because this is just what you're doing is you're hurting his name, you know?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, the Undertaker is going to look really, really bad if you do 4 weeks of this and he doesn't show up.
Yeah. I am totally distracted. I'm sorry.
Why are you totally distracted?
So I went to the Twitters to get an update on Conor McGregor. So there's apparently one, Elias Sampson did a random concert at some bar around here tonight.
He did?
Yeah, but that's not why I'm distracted. So, the WrestleCon is going on, as we mentioned at the top of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's one of their super shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joey Ryan's in the ring. Remember Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
And the get-up, he would wear the long, you know, long white long johns and tights over him?
Mm-hmm.
So he had a match tonight, Joey Ryan did, against Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, no.
Jerry the King Lawler threw a fireball at Joey Ryan's thing.
So instead of a dick flip, it was a dick burn?
Yes. He threw a fireball at Joey Ryan's penis.
Gives flaming dick a whole new meaning.
It does.
And the fact that whatever that picture is, or basically when this was took, the fireball, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the video. Yeah, it's a, yeah, 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 that's a thing. That's clearly a thing. Anyway, back to it, Taker.
Taker, so yeah. Taker's, whatever this will be, it's not in any official capacity. It's basically an unsanctioned fight. Taker wins. He went out on his back last year. I figure, I'm kind of thinking that whatever this is something that they either made a deal with Taker for Roman, or they're going to give Taker what he wants with John Cena, and then that's going to be it. Although we save that every year.
We say that every year, and by golly, he keeps coming back.
And he keeps hurting my soul every time. But regardless, yeah, Taker wins.
What's next?
Up next, we have the SmackDown Women's Championship on the line, where it's the Queen versus the Empress. Charlotte Flair takes on Asuka. Asuka? Just Asuka.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any real need to break this down. This is going to be really good. This is the second time these two have faced. First time in singles, based on what we saw in the Mixed Match Challenge. This should be very, very good. Thoughts?
It'd be great if Charlotte won this matchup. It'd be fantastic if Charlotte won this matchup. It'd be great if Charlotte Flair is the one to end the streak that they have been pushing down our throats so hard that has began to become ridiculous. It really has. The streak has overtaken anything that it should be. You know how good a streak is when you don't mention it 10,000 times. You know how good a streak is when the person holding the streak is extremely dominant in those performances. As we have seen lately, Asuka has not been dominant in her performances. More, she is more worried about her streak ending than being a dominant performer. The Mixed Match Challenge matches, she's been screaming, "It's my streak, it's my streak, it's my streak," and she has not been focused and dominant like she has. She's been losing countless efforts against Nia Jax, but to somehow find a way to win. That is not called dominance. A streak is supposed to be about dominance. Look at the Undertaker streaks. The Undertaker streak was where he was full-on domination of all of his opponents in those matches. There were a couple, yeah, he had a, you know, hook and by crook and survive, but that was at the very end. Asuka's supposed to be very dominant. She does not look dominant. Yeah, she can beat up no-name jabronis and be dominant. But guess what? The talent level is not NXT level. This is main roster level, and there's so much better talent than there is down there. No offense to them. She needs to lose a match to get on the same footing as all of them, because then the division will be competitive. If she wins this belt and holds it as long as I think she will, then we are in for trouble. She will become Roman Reigns, and even worse than Roman Reigns, because at least Roman Reigns loses some matches once in a while. Asuka will be on top of the women's division of SmackDown for an entire year, only to lose the belt to Ronda Rousey, if that is the plan to go on. I want Charlotte Flair to win this matchup. I really, really do. Just so there's some competitive balance. It'd be great if Carmella wins and cashes in on Asuka. That would be great. It'd be fantastic. Why? Because it's unexpected. Something different. By golly, we need it. Because me watching Asuka beat people over and over again is going to get bored. I am getting bored of Asuka. No offense to her. She's a great wrestler, but guess what? Right now, she's becoming overhyped and overdramatic, and I can't stand the streak any longer. Charlotte Flair needs to win. End of story. Asuka wins.
You feel better?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, all of that, ditto, basically. It's... whoever was writing Asuka, I don't know where that person went. If we could have that person that was previously writing Asuka back, That would be very much appreciated because, yeah, it's just let the streak go. Because here's the great things about streaks. You can always reestablish a new one where you don't necessarily have to keep it up because she's going to get stale. There's only so many women she can face. She will only do one superstar shakeup a year. I feel like you would take a huge weight off her shoulders if you just end that streak. Again, and you can send her on another run after that.
Again, it's not to hurt her dominance. It's just to end the relentless talk about her streak and the facts. I'm tired of these facts videos about her streak. It's the same facts every week. It's just a higher number. We get it. She's undefeated. But guess what? Streaks are meant to be, if you're going to use them, just let them exist and let them happen and let them be organic, not shoved down our throats. The WWE machine is great at a lot of things, but shoving things down our throats is one thing they're really good at, and it really sucks.
I feel like Vince has gotten a hold of this.
Of course.
That's what this feels like, that Vince got a hold of this, and so it's being overkilled.
And that is turning me off on this. But I've been saying this for months now, that Asuka shouldn't win this belt. But guess what? She's going to win this belt on Sunday, and hopefully it doesn't take it to WrestleMania 35. That's all.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. That would be terrible. Because again, if you had a combined roster, it would be okay, because she would have more people to face. But as it stands right now, she's limited to only what the SmackDown roster is. That's what?
Seven
people.
Maybe eight if you bring someone up. But that's about it. Again, and there's 12 months in a year. So, and they like to do multi-person matches. So we would always know who's winning. And guess what? Unexpected things should happen once in a while. Asuka losing via the cash-in should happen. Charlotte beating her. What amazing thing. Because again, going back to your earlier point where what title could not change hands? Every title shouldn't change hands on the show. And guess what? Charlotte has earned the right to beat Asuka at WrestleMania. Zip. End of story. I'm picking Asuka because... No, guess what? Screw it. Just so I'm backing up my opinion, Charlotte wins. Write that down. Intern, write that down.
Asuka.
I'll be wrong, but Charlotte wins.
All right. Up next, we have Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in Daniel Bryan's return match to the ring.
A month ago, none of this was even planned. We speculated on it. We've been speculating for months this could be a thing for Daniel Bryan to come back. The storyline worked out perfectly. We all knew it was going to be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Shane McMahon in some fashion, but we figured it was a partner, someone to represent Daniel Bryan, because there was no way in hell that Daniel Bryan was going to be cleared. But guess what? Daniel Bryan got cleared. Amazing how that happened, by the way. Lawsuits have been dropped. How about that? And Daniel Bryan's back in a ring. Amazing how that all sort of works itself out. Take Shane McMahon out of this matchup just for a minute. Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, book it, take my money, shut up, just have it all. You're in for a treat. The caveat to this matchup, if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lose, they are no longer allowed to appear on SmackDown Live. Hi, Monday Night Raw. There, you have two new heels. Would WWE be stupid enough to put Daniel Bryan and have Daniel Bryan return and have him lose his first match back? Yes. 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 They would be. Will they, though? Will they, Lindsay?
No. They're going to have Daniel Bryan win.
Shane McMahon pretty much always loses at WrestleMania, doesn't he? At least the last couple of years.
Unless there's dissension and Daniel Bryan tricks Shane and turns on him during the match, that's really the only way I can see them getting around having Daniel Bryan lose in his first bout. But if they have Bryan and Shane on the same page, then yeah, Bryan's going to win. It makes no sense to have Bryan lose in his debut. Which, by the way, they've been putting, like, I think they put matches, or not matches, but like a video out of him doing backflips.
Yeah, they're doing a diary on him. So they did a diary of him buying food, and they did a diary of him doing his first backflip in 3 years. It's like, it's kind of scary. I haven't done it in 3 years. Scenario, Daniel and Shane win, but Daniel turns on Shane. Like, Shane goes for a tag, and Daniel jumps down and waves goodbye. I mean, they could, but that then Kevin and Sami win and stuff like that. Where Shane could turn and things like that.
Yeah, Shane could turn.
Shane could turn. It's going to be one of those things where this is going to be really good. Fans will be really into it. This will be unique to see what kind of style Daniel Bryan's going to be doing from here on out. It'll be just a start. And this is just the start of Daniel Bryan. He has a lot of things to come in terms of his career, which is fantastic. This will be a lot of fun. A lot of shenanigans. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon win this matchup.
Yep, same. Very excited for this, though. This should be good. It's been a minute since we've seen Daniel Bryan wrestle, and I'm excited to see him get back in the ring again.
What, almost 3 years now?
Almost 3 years. So sad. Up next, we have Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle taking on Stephanie McMahon and Triple H.
Here's a fact. Here's a numbers fact. Only one time has when Stephanie McMahon been with Triple H at a WrestleMania that Triple H has won. That time was 2000. Every other time, Triple H loses. Think about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the last couple of years, was Steph with Hunter at WrestleMania 17? I don't think she was.
She was, I think, briefly, but for the overall match, no, she was not. But she was a part of the storyline.
She was a part of the story. I don't remember if she made it out for the match. That was the point. Last year at WrestleMania 33, Hunter lost. Because Steph was there. WrestleMania 32, Steph was there. Hunter lost. WrestleMania 31, Shawn was there. Hunter won. WrestleMania 30, Steph was there. Hunter lost. WrestleMania 29, Shawn was there. Hunter won. Coincidence?
Well, you know, you have the real wife there, and he wins.
Right.
Just saying.
By the way, Shawn Michaels' hair.
He looks good!
Hashtag end of an era.
It's hashtag end of an era, but... Sean, looking good, dude. Looking good. Like it.
Hunter needs the right wife there. Yes. This is Stephanie McMahon's first ever WrestleMania match. Imagine that. She's, what, almost 40 now?
Mm-hmm.
First ever WrestleMania match. This is Hunter's dream. He gets to put Ronda Rousey over in the middle of the ring. Yes, this is it. This is mixed tag rules, so the men will only fight the men, and the women will fight only the women. Unless Ronda gets really handsy and wants to throw around Triple H. And guess what? Ronda's going to throw around Triple H. Let's be real.
And he's going to enjoy every second of it.
He's going to be tossed around by Kurt. He's going to be tossed around by Ronda Rousey. This matchup is going to be wrestled by Triple H and Kurt Angle. Stephanie McMahon and Ronda Rousey are going to be in there for moments that make the match special. I have a feeling this is going to be really entertaining. Will this be a 5-star classic? Hell no. Are we expecting Ronda Rousey to look great? Hell no. But she'll look pretty good. They've been working on it. This will be planned out step by step, moment by moment.
I promise you that they have been working with her every day that she's been there, and she and Steph and Hunter and Kurt are figuring out this match to make it look as good as they possibly can, and I think Ronda's willingness is going to make up for a lot.
They have worked up in Connecticut, they've done this matchup probably, and they've also been down the PC and they've done this match. They probably will be doing this match, walk through the spots match by match, moment by moment, Saturday night, or Friday night, and then probably Sunday some point, and you go from there.
But that being said, Ronda and Kurt are going to pick up the win.
Now, will Ronda make Steph tap out, or will Ronda make Hunter tap out?
I kind of want to see Ronda make Hunter tap.
Kind of cool, moment. Kind of cool moment that would make Hunter tap out. But Steph will tap out to Ronda Rousey in the middle of the ring to establish her as the dominant force in the women's division. Stephanie McMahon will then have someone to look against for retribution. And guess what, folks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all the ages, Stephanie McMahon, Ronda Rousey is a singles match at some point in 2018 will probably happen as well.
And Steph will die.
And Steph will die when she reattaches her arm after this first attempt.
Yep.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of the matches I'm really looking forward to because guess what? It's something different, something unique, and something fun. Next.
Last, but certainly not least, we have the Universal Championship on the line as Brock Lesnar takes on Roman Reigns.
I would like to read you a quote.
Okay.
This is not a full quote, but there's part of its quote. Paul Heyman said that Brock Lesnar's contract ends this Sunday, 11:59 p.m., and his own ends shortly thereafter. If Brock Lesnar is leaving, I'm done too, says Paul Heyman this evening at his one-man show. UFC President Dana White announced Brock Lesnar is coming back to the UFC. When? Nobody knows. Brock Lesnar's last match with WWE for now is this Sunday, live on pay-per-view. So, I'm just trying to gather my thoughts. In this build-up for WrestleMania, the crowning of Roman Reigns, the match we've known that's been happening for an entire year since Roman Reigns beat The Undertaker, and that these two men should have faced off one-on-one right thereafter because it was the top guy versus top guy, and they've waited an entire year to get to this match, and they've only fought touch once. That was at SummerSlam. Now been put in this position. Crown Roman Reigns for the fourth time as the man. Now, in this build-up, we've seen many versions of Roman Reigns. He's an ass-kicking badass. He's anti-authority. He drops pipe bombs. And then he's built up as an underdog. What Roman Reigns is this? Is this either a bunch of things? He can't be an anti-authority underdog, because he doesn't fit that category. Is he an ass-kicking badass? Sure. Then let him be that. But he shouldn't be the sympathetic underdog, which they made him. What is Roman Reigns? 4 years, trying to crown him. What is he? I still don't know. Like, the feud started out great, where Roman went, he's Vince's boy, you know, etc., etc. And then they spent 2 weeks, you know, when Brock returns, just with beating the crap out of Roman Reigns and trying to make him an underdog. What is he? What is Roman Reigns? I still don't know. I still don't get it. Can someone explain that to me? Anyone. What is Roman Reigns? He's our next Universal Champion. That I can answer. But beyond that, what is the character going to be? Is he going to be the no-nonsense Roman Reigns that started the feud? If that's the case, okay, we can back that the train up on that one. But if he's just going to be, oh, it's my yard, and it's just going to be the same old Roman Reigns he is 11 months out of the year, then guess what? I don't want him as my Universal Champion.
Well, guess what? He's going to be your Universal Champion.
Then he's not a champion I can get behind. Braun Strowman's my champion.
We've built to this between Roman and Brock. I mean, we've been waiting for it for a straight solid year, essentially. And will this be good? Yes, this will be good. This should be entertaining. If they do what they did the last time they faced, and they just throw each other around and beat the crap out of each other, this should be entertaining. I realized today, watching something with Braun Strowman, watching the interview actually with Kathy Kelly, the difference between Braun and Roman. Roman is... the Roman you get in interviews is not necessarily the Roman you get on TV, if that makes sense.
No, he's not. He's different.
Whereas, when you looked at Braun Strowman, the Braun Strowman that you get on TV is the same Braun Strowman that you get in an interview. He's maybe a little bit nicer, he's a little bit sweeter as himself, but it's the same guy. Like, he was switching back and forth between being in character and being out of character, and there really wasn't a lot of difference between the two. And I think it's that, where people look at Braun and it's just Braun being himself, whereas Roman is being a character. And it's not Roman's fault. I am not blaming Roman in this. It's just, it's like you said, who is he today? Who are we going to get today? Whereas there's a consistency with Braun. Not that I'm wanting to compare the two, I just noticed that and wanted to bring that up. Now, Roman is Universal Champion. It is what it is. It's fine. He's been out of the title hunt enough that I feel like it is okay to take the title off of Brock and put it on Roman, especially if he's not necessarily going to be a long-term champion, and get away with it. Because, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be necessarily shocked when Roman wins. Do you?
No one's going to be shocked.
I mean, it'll be fine. It'll be okay. It's just, I'm not necessarily excited for this match, because there's nothing in it. Like, there's not going to be a Money in the Bank cash in. There's not going to be necessarily any shenanigans unless something, they bring somebody out, like Ambrose shows up or something to that effect, but I don't think Ambrose is showing up. But we'll have to see. But stuff like that, you know, it's just, it's going to be a match between the two. It'll be fine. Roman will be crowned champion, and all will be right with the world?
If you say so. Because I don't expect all to be right with the world. There'll be a certain fan base that'll be, yay, Roman, yay!
I mean, Roman's not terrible, he just...
Again, who the hell is Roman Reigns?
Yeah, who is he at this point? Who is he? I've been waiting for him to kind of answer that question for 4 years, and I have yet to get an answer on that. Like, a lot of the... kind of interesting, like, a lot of the other characters that I really, really like are all very clearly defined, and you would think I would like somebody that's not as clearly defined, because I can figure him out. Roman just doesn't resonate. Never really has, and I don't know what it is, but it's just weird. But yeah, it's like, I liked him in the Shield. I enjoyed his work in the Shield, but somehow that has not come over all the time in singles, and I don't know if it's the way that they're writing him. I don't know if they just... they don't know who the character is, and they don't know who the person is, so they're trying to write for this guy, and it just doesn't work. Like, there's a disconnect somewhere with him, and I just don't know where it is. But I mean, in terms of the match with Brock, it'll be fine. Should be entertaining, and he will be Universal Champion, and that's that. Go Roman, you know. Defeat the evil. That's all I can say. I'm not going to boo him. I'm not going to bitch on the internet when he wins, because there's no need for that.
There's no reason to go hashtag cancel WWE Network. Oh, no. But it's a foregone conclusion that Roman Reigns is your reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Champion once WrestleMania ends. It'll be the end of Brock Lesnar for now. It'll be the end of Paul Heyman for now. We just move on with our business. The Roman Reigns era will finally officially begin. And maybe, just maybe, somewhere, somehow, someone with an ice pick break that glass ceiling.
Here's my question. Say Roman fails, okay? And he does not win the title. So Brock Lesnar's contract expires, and Brock Lesnar leaves, and he takes the WWE Championship with him, and he shows up in UFC with the WWE Championship.
Uh-huh.
And you have to bring Brock back to challenge for that championship. Like, they have to convince him either through payment or through legal means or whatever that, hey, look, you just can't leave with our title. You have to give it back, or you have to lose it.
I have a response for you, and you won't like it.
Hmm.
Look in my eyes, what do you see?
Yeah, but they do it better than the time Punk left.
Just saying, it's my response to that one.
That should be a tiebreaker. How many CM Punk chants do we get Sunday?
Should be zero.
I'm saying at least two.
I said should. Should be zero. At least one.
So, well, that does it for WrestleMania for us. We hope everybody enjoyed it. We didn't mean to be so down on it in certain spots because we like to be positive
but
on the show.
We're not down on it. We're just the scenarios. We're not down the show because guess what? This show is going to be amazing. We're not down on the matches. We're not down on any of the matches. The matches itself are going to be tremendous. They're going to be excited. This is going to be a 7-hour spectacular of fun.
I'm going to need a nap in the middle because it's going to be so fun.
That is what Jinder Mahal is there for.
That was mean.
And
so, yeah, if you want to get WrestleMania, you can tune into the WWE Network and check it out. I believe the pre-show starts at 5 in the afternoon.
Yes, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. West Coast time. It starts. The fun starts. Get your picks in 2 p.m. Eastern, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. That way you can win a copy of
The Book of Booty.
Autographed by the New Day.
I have to figure out what to do for dinner. God.
I've already thought about it. It's not the healthiest thing in the world. Anyway.
Probably barbecue. So, anyway, that does it for us and the WrestleMania preview show. Tune in next week for the WrestleMania recap. And tune in Saturday for the NXT TakeOver recap. But what else do we have to plug?
Saturday night, midnight-ish, after the NXT TakeOver review show will be CB Radio midnight-ish. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of a debate, like a great debate of some time determining the all-time greatest wrestling theme song? Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We're going to do it. What they took 16 months to do, we're going to do it in one night.
So, oh, y'all are just...
The Saturday night in the greater than great debate... What is the greatest theme song of all time? We determined it during the Great and the Great Debate. GreaterGreatDebate.com, SuperRadioLive.com, SuperRadioLive on Facebook and Twitter. Saturday night, midnight-ish. Sunday night, midnight-ish, will be Russell Talk Radio.
They're taking over CB Radio spot.
Because who knows when WrestleMania is going to end. Once WrestleMania ends, Russell Talk Radio is on the air to recap the entire thing. Monday night, speaking of Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, right after the Royals and Timeless End, the recaps of those shows will be available at rockradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com. It's around 11-ish. They'll be available for you to listen. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday to review the show. Check out all the programming we have done, the Timeless review, the Royals review, the preview of NXT TakeOver, the magazine thing. Check out WTR Sims on YouTube. It's late. I am losing my voice and train of thoughts and all the fun stuff. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Now available on TuneIn Radio Podcast. All under the Rack Radio Show. It's Rack Radio Show. Rack Radio Show, I should say. Just to be specific, that's the brand name, Rack Radio Show. RackRadioShow.com. I am at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you get your picks in for the Book of Booty giveaway. Again, you have till 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday to get them in. Please get your picks in. We want to give this book to one of our listeners. It's fantastic. It's awesome. It's signed by the New Day. And we thank you all for listening.
You can follow me on Twitters at Linsward, LinsWard. I'm tired too. It's late. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com, or you can, you know, check out my Behance, Behance.com/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Behance.net.
Behance.net, yes, it's late. I'm tired. Anyway, sponsors. Go check out our very fine sponsors, Gerwick.net, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and FightBoot.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you Saturday night for the NXT TakeOver recap. Till then, bye! I'm going down into Harlem to see about a friend of mine.
radio.com.